Tegan frowned as she went through her notebook, a question forming behind her eyes. I leaned forward and rubbed the lines in between her brows. Stop frowning, you're going to end up with tan lines there. I should have expected the punch, even though it was gentle, because we didn't hit each other hard as siblings, but I still let out a gasp and laughed. Ouch!
Be nice to me. I'm going through your calendar for you. You're lucky that I love you and will do this. If anything, you should hire Felicity. I know that you used to use Gregory, but he got a little behind since the old man should have retired years ago. But now that Felicity is working for the company, they're all caught up and doing great things for the books. My shop uses them. The bed and breakfast uses them. You should too.
I wasn't about to touch that concept with a 10-foot pole. There was no way I was going to hire Felicity to work on my books. That meant I would have to be near her, talk to her, and keep her from my mind. What I needed to do was get laid. Getting laid in a small town wasn't always easy, mostly because I didn't want anything permanent, and I didn't like gossip. However, we had enough people coming in as tourists to the brewery, the bed and breakfast, and through town for outdoor activities and skiing that I could usually find someone. Something that didn't need to last more than a night or two, and that we both walked away getting exactly what we wanted. I should just do that and not think about Felicity Carter. Except every time I left the damn house, I either saw her or someone mentioned her. There was no escaping her, and it was my own damn fault.
It means that our lovely small town wanted to announce that you're here.
Bodhi growled.
They do love their gossip.
Bodhi tilted his chin at me.
It's good to see you, Squirt.
I narrowed my gaze. You only call me Squirt when you're trying to annoy me.
Is it working?
My lips twitched, but Bodhi just smiled, and I would take him making fun of me until the end of my days for that smile, considering those smiles were few and far between. Thatcher grinned, his eyes dancing, as he looked between Keely and me.
It's good to meet you, Keely, and good to have you home, Felicity. I know you're an adult now with actual money and a full-time job, but if you ever find yourself in the mood to deal with 2 15-year-olds and a 7-year-old for an overnight, we'd love to have you back.
I can probably make it work in an emergency. I do love your kids.
And they've missed you. Welcome to town, Keely.
And with that, Thatcher went to the corner to have lunch with Bodhi, and Keely just shook her head.
I'm never going to remember everyone's names.
It's really okay.
Thatcher has 3 kids, and 2 of them are 15. He doesn't look old enough to have a 15-year-old, let alone 2.
I shrugged. It's a long story. And yes, he does. A few of my brother's friends are all single dads here, so there are lots of children around, meaning I had tons of babysitting money growing up. And I take it the mom's not in the picture. I winced, grateful that she was whispering. No, his parents helped him out, though. They sort of have to with his hours.
I noticed the badge. Fire captain? That's a lot of responsibility. And, well, a man in uniform.
She wiggled her brows and I knew she was trying to lighten the mood, and I was grateful for it. I said something along those lines to my brothers once, and they promised to lock me in the closet. I guess dating in a town where everybody knows you as the Carter little sister isn't easy. I rolled my eyes. You have no idea, but I'm trying. In fact, I'm going to do this thing called online dating. Keely shuddered.
I used to do that in my old town, and it sucks. However, if you're going to try, let me know and I can help you. At least to wade through the initial parts. And to be your backup. You know, the person to call you during the first course for help.
Deal.